Whew. What is up, people? So, you know, a lot of things have been going on in my life. Sorry if this sounds more poor quality than what you guys are used to. I'm currently driving home from the middle of the United States to Canada. It's going to be about 10, 11 hours. So I just figured I'd come on here and explain to you guys, you know, what's happened in my life. So, backstory. I've been playing hockey competitively for about, 17, 18 years. I've been on skates since I was 2 years old. I'm now 21. Just turned, so happy birthday to me. This was kind of a crazy birthday present that I did for myself. But as I was climbing through the ranks of hockey, you know, went from A to AA to AAA. Now I went up to Junior B and then Junior A. You know, climbing up the ranks in hockey, you know, playing a very high caliber. Had a lot of accolades, became captain for my Junior A team. Made the All-Star team for my league, ended up competing against all of the other teams in Canada. That were considered all-stars in all different Junior A leagues. And then nearing the end of my season that year, I ended up dislocating my kneecap. And what that ended up doing was tearing my MPFL and my... There was cartilage underneath. I'm not sure if that was torn at that time, but I dislocated my kneecap and I couldn't walk for, it's in a leg immobilizer for about a month. Had to do recovery for about 3 months, 4 months. And then I finally started to be able to work out again and, you know, do what I love doing, like play hockey. So, but at the time that I was growing up through the ranks, you know, in the back of my mind, everything, there was things manifesting like just unhappiness, anxiety, you know, stress. I wouldn't say that I've been necessarily completely depressed, like to the point of, you know, breaking down and quitting. I've always found an alternative route to deal with things. But when I was playing Junior A, you know, I moved out from my house for the first time. I moved extremely far away. And I was kind of isolated by myself. And so what ended up happening there was, this is like one of the major things that happened to me. I ended up getting depression, which is something that I've come to terms with, that it was in fact depression. And, you know, it was really difficult for me getting out of that slump. But, you know, I found like other passions, like I found like loves and stuff like that I love doing. Like, I love to continue to work out and like be competitive with my sport, but I also found another love, which was anime, which is really fucking cool to me anyways. So watched a lot of anime. I know it's super weird, but Naruto actually saved my life. So ended up getting traded from that team because I just absolutely despised it there. Ended up going closer to home, still like pretty far away, like 7-8 hours away. But I ended up playing there. I had a really good billet family, you know. Lots of love given to me from everywhere. I had support out the ass. It was crazy. And then but in the back of my mind, I was still like thinking, like, do I really like love doing what I'm doing? Do I enjoy putting myself through this stuff? So fast forward a little bit, you know, I'm having a good year, you know, but in the back of my mind, I'm still not having fun doing what I'm doing. I don't know what it was. It wasn't like anything was like super like morbid or like super depressing or anything like that. It's not like everything that I saw was blue, but it just kind of felt like there was this cloud over my head for the longest time. Sorry if you hear me speeding up. There's a truck that I have to pass right now. But it felt like there was a cloud over my head for a very, very long time. And so I ended up thinking, you know what, maybe it's just junior hockey. Maybe it's just this situation is not for me. Maybe if I get a scholarship and I go and chase this even more, because, you know, I think it would be cool to play pro hockey. What if I chase this dream? What if it's a different situation? So I was holding on to that for a little while, and I ended up coming down to, like, the middle of the States, playing hockey on a scholarship, you know, doing the student-athlete life. And, you know, first semester goes by, I end up hurting my knee again, have to go get an MRI, find out that, you know, I tore my cartilage, my MPFL, my kneecap is extremely, you know, movable. I don't know how else to say it. Like, it's easily displaced. Let me just say that. So if I do the wrong movement, it's going to dislocate at any given time. So, you know, that's in the back of my mind. You know, I'm talking to my parents about it. I'm telling them I'm upset, and I've been telling them how I felt. And keep in mind, they've been with me, like, you know, ever since like junior hockey and what I was doing there. And they ended up, you know, talking me through it, and I wouldn't say they were, like, leaning more towards, like, me staying and finishing out everything, but in a sense, like, I kind of got that vibe. But after talking with them about things, like, they most definitely weren't. They just wanted what was best for me, and what was, like, what was gonna make me happy. So that gets me to the end of this story, which is, it is now, what day is it? January 16th. It's my best friend's birthday. Happy birthday to you, Ben. I hope you listen to this. I love you to death. And I am currently driving my ass back home after being here for literally one day. I had driven down here, and about halfway through, I'm in about Indianapolis. I think to myself, what the fuck am I doing? I know I'm unhappy. I understand that my knee is tremendously fucked up. I'm playing through it, playing through the pain, and just trying to get to that surgery at the end of the year. But at the end of the day, I sat back and I realized, like, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. I'm 21 years old, and the doctor said, if I continue the way I'm going, I'm probably going to have arthritis in my early 20s. So, it doesn't really seem like the best idea for me to continue going. So that's a really big reason, is my knee. The other big reason is my mental stability. So I told you previously in the podcast that, you know, I was in fact depressed going from, you know, place to place, trying to find my way, just trying to have fun doing what I do. And, you know, it just wasn't there for me anymore. Like, and as much as I felt like I was holding on to a rope, and that rope was tied around my hand so tightly, it was cutting off, like, all circulation. And at some point, it's just completely unhealthy for me to keep going the way that I was going, mentally and physically. It's, like, super difficult to, like, understand and try to put yourself in my shoes. But, you know, you never really know what's going on behind the curtain of somebody's mind. And a lot of people didn't really know that about me. And, you know, the only people who really knew was my girlfriend and my best friends. My parents did know, but, you know, it was my decision to keep going. And obviously, you know, I was on a very good scholarship. And so it was a great opportunity for me, and I'm super grateful. And hockey's taught me, like, so many things. I'm sorry if you guys heard that was gross. I've been sniffling, I got a stuffy nose, you know, been driving for about an hour now. Just figured I'd come on here and chat. But, like, you know, it's so crazy to me to think that just by letting go of something that, like, you've been holding on to for however long in your life, you know, like, like hockey per se, and sorry, there's a Fed right behind me, and I really didn't like the fact that he was looking at me. Uh-oh, this guy got in trouble. There's another Fed. Oh my God, they're everywhere. I gotta be careful on these roads. So, yeah, like, it's crazy to me that thinking, like, I got super stoked about the prospect of me not playing hockey for that month break that I had, and just going and enjoying my life. So, that kind of clicked in my head, like, if I'm not enjoying my life playing the game that I supposedly loved, which I still do love, I have a deep passion for hockey still, but it's just, I'm at that point where I don't want to play it at the level that I was playing it at. You know, it just, it wasn't fun for me. As soon as hockey becomes a job for people, I think that's when they plateau and decline. And that goes for anything. If you're like super passionate about, like, I don't know, fucking chess or something, and you know, you're at these crazy chess tournaments, and then, you know, you're winning games and you're losing games, that's the nature of the beast, but you're not having fun anymore. There's nothing that's like keeping you going except for like a title. And you know, it's kind of like, why would you want to put yourself through that just for a title? Like, at the end of the day, like, we're all dying in the same place, and I don't want to spend my early 20s on the road and, you know, not be able to enjoy everything to its fullest like I should have been able to enjoy. Like, maybe the student athlete life just really isn't for me, and maybe it's for some other people, and you know, that's amazing. I know guys on the team that I was just on that absolutely loved hockey, and you know, they went there every single day. You know, they got to play with their, like, their best friends, like their brothers. Like, the guys on the team become brothers to you. And you know, letting go of that, and like, you know, it was super emotional and super tough. But like, I feel like it's not for everybody, and that's what people like don't understand. Like, you know, if something's not for you, there's nothing forcing you doing it. You know, and I've said that to so many different people, but like, I wasn't even practicing what I was preaching. I am now, because I finally snapped and decided this is not what I want to do. You know, I want to be a normal kid. I want to, you know, just enjoy my life, as stupid as it sounds. Like, people would be like, oh, like, you could have went pro in Europe. And I'm like, I probably could have. I already had an offer, but I didn't want to continue playing. I didn't want to continue going on the way that I was going on. Like, maybe it was just the school, maybe it was this, maybe it was that. But at the end of the day, in my mind, I've been thinking, it's been like 3 years, 4 years now that I've been feeling this way. I think it's about time that I, you know, cut the rope here and just let go. There's too much pain, too much effort and time, and too much stress and anxiety that comes with it. It's a lot of baggage, and you know, a lot of people are up for that, and I was. I did it for 3.5-4 years. Oh no, somebody else got pulled over. Wow, right in front of me. These people are crazy, bro. These guys are out today. There's another cop just, like, you know, speed trapping people. That is absolutely nuts. I'm gonna get in this right lane here. These goddamn feds are taking away from my moment. So, anyways, long story short, I have just dropped out of school to pursue something else. I'm sitting here with a stupid-ass smile on my face, and I feel like the cloud that has been looming over me for 3.5-4 years... it's starting to clear up. You know, it's not foggy inside my head. I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders, like a very heavy weight. And, you know, I can be free. Like, I'm super excited at the prospect of, like, what I get to do with my life now. not that, you know, I wasn't excited for pro hockey, but it's just something that changed. And, you know, I really don't want to do that. So that's what this comes down to, man. It comes down to, you know, really figuring out, like, what it is that makes you happy. And, you know, I don't know what necessarily makes me happy as of yet, but I also know what doesn't make me happy, and it's what I was doing. So, you know, you cut out the negatives and hopefully, you know, open up some new doorways and things might get better. You know, who knows? Maybe I've always wanted to learn how to cook. Maybe I'll become like one of the greatest chefs in the world, but I never would have if I hadn't taken this risk. You know, it's a huge, huge step to be doing like what I'm doing. And, you know, it was super scary at first. Like, literally, I felt like I was on this edge and I had to jump off. And, you know, that was one of the scariest things. It wasn't like the me doing it part. It was the conversations that entailed, you know. I had to have the conversations with my parents about me being unhappy, admitting that, you know, I can't do this anymore. You know, it's making me unhappy. I had to have the conversation with my best friend, my girlfriend, my other best friend who has been in this exact same situation, but just with football. I had to get their opinions and, you know, like what they want to do and like what they would do and like what their advice is. And at the end of the day, everybody said the exact same thing, you guys. It is, I would like you to be happy. It doesn't matter if you're there, if you're here, as long as at the end of the day, you are happy. And that's what it came down to, you know. And I can sit and try and put up a front in front of my teammates, in front of my coaches that, you know, I'm happy, but what good is that doing me? It's not benefiting me in any way. If anything, it's deterring me from what life has to offer for me, other than, you know, the sport. You know, who knows what'll happen in like two, three years. Maybe something crazy happens, maybe something amazing happens. You know, I would love to keep pursuing like doing what I'm doing. You know, I might start making vlogs, like, I don't know. It's just like, these are just things that I want to try. You can't go through life not tasting things. You know, I've tasted everything. I tasted the student athlete life. You know, and at the end of the day, it wasn't for me. And I'm super self-aware now of what it is to be letting go of stuff that you don't want to have in your life. And yeah, it's just as simple as that, you guys. Like, you know, you don't want to be upset at the end of the day, you know, doing things that you don't necessarily want to do or that you feel inclined to do because somebody else is kind of swaying your way. I think you literally have one life, and it'd be a damn shame if you guys didn't take advantage of it. Anyways, guys, that's all from me for now. I might make another podcast just like on the way back, just talking about random stuff. But yeah, this is it. This is my little story of dropping out of school and trying to pursue other things. So I hope you guys have an amazing week. I hope you guys do whatever you want to do, and I hope you guys find whatever makes you happy. Yeah, I love you all so, so much. And yeah, catch you in the next episode. Later. What is up, people? So, you know, a lot of things have been going on in my life. Sorry if this sounds more poor quality than what you guys are used to. I'm currently driving home from the middle of the United States to Canada. It's going to be about 10, 11 hours. So I just figured I'd come on here and explain to you guys, you know, what's happened in my life. So, backstory. I've been playing hockey competitively for about, you know, 17, 18 years. I've been on skates since I was 2 years old. I'm now 21. Just turned, so happy birthday to me. This was kind of a crazy birthday present that I did for myself. But as I was climbing through the ranks of hockey, you know, went from A to AA to AAA. Now I went up to Junior B and then Junior A. You know, climbing up the ranks in hockey, you know, playing a very high caliber. Had a lot of accolades, became captain for my Junior A team. Made the All-Star team for my league, ended up competing against all of the other teams in Canada that were considered All-Stars in all different Junior A leagues. And then nearing the end of my season that year, I ended up dislocating my kneecap. And what that ended up doing was tearing my MPFL and my... There was cartilage underneath. I'm not sure if that was torn at that time, but I dislocated my kneecap and I couldn't walk for... I was in a leg immobilizer for about a month. Had to do recovery for about 3 months, 4 months. And then I finally started to be able to work out again and, you know, do what I love doing, like play hockey. So, but at the time that I was growing up through the ranks, you know, in the back of my mind, everything, there was things manifesting, like just unhappiness, anxiety, you know, stress. I wouldn't say that I've been necessarily completely depressed, like to the point of, you know, breaking down and quitting. I've always found an alternative route to deal with things. But when I was playing Junior A, you know, I moved out from my house for the first time. I moved extremely far away. And I was kind of isolated by myself. And, so what ended up happening there was, this is like one of the major things that happened to me. I ended up getting depression, which is something that I've come to terms with, that it was in fact depression. And, you know, I it was really difficult for me getting out of that slump, but, you know, I found, like, other passions, like, I found, like, loves and stuff like that that I love doing. Like, I love to continue to work out and, like, be competitive with my sport, but I also found another love, which was anime, which is really fucking cool to me anyways. So, watched a lot of anime. I know it's super weird, but Naruto actually saved my life. So... ended up getting traded from that team because I just absolutely despised it there. Ended up going closer to home, still like pretty far away, like 7-8 hours away. But ended up playing there. I had a really good billet family, you know. Lots of love given to me from everywhere. I had support out the ass. It was crazy. And then, but in the back of my mind, I was still like thinking, like, do I really like... love doing what I'm doing? Do I enjoy putting myself through this stuff? So fast forward a little bit, you know, I'm having a good year, you know, but in the back of my mind, I'm still not having fun doing what I'm doing. I don't know what it was. It wasn't like anything was like super like morbid or like super depressing or anything like that. It's not like everything that I saw was blue, but it just kind of felt like there was this cloud over my head for the longest time. Sorry if you hear me speeding up. There's a truck that I have to pass right now. But it felt like there was a cloud over my head for a very, very long time. And so I ended up thinking, you know what, maybe it's just junior hockey. Maybe it's just this situation is not for me. Maybe if I get a scholarship and I go and chase this even more, because, you know, I think it would be cool to play pro hockey. What if I chase this dream? What if it's a different situation? So, I was holding on to that for a little while, and I ended up coming down to, like, the middle of the States, playing hockey on a scholarship, you know, doing the student-athlete life. And, you know, first semester goes by, I end up hurting my knee again, have to go get an MRI, find out that you know, I tore my cartilage, my MPFL, my kneecap is extremely, you know, movable. I don't know how else to say it. Like, it's easily displaced. Let me just say that. So if I do the wrong movement, it's going to dislocate at any given time. So, you know, that's in the back of my mind. You know, I'm talking to my parents about it. I'm telling them I'm upset, and I've been telling them how I felt. And keep in mind, they've been with me, like, you know, ever since like junior hockey and what I was doing there. And they ended up, you know, talking me through it. And I wouldn't say they were like leaning more towards like me staying and finishing out everything, but in a sense, like, I kind of got that vibe. But after talking with them about things, like, they most definitely weren't. They just wanted what was best for me and what was, like, what was going to make me happy. So that gets me to the end of this story, which is, it is now, what day is it? January 16th. It's my best friend's birthday. Happy birthday to you, Ben. I hope you listen to this. I love you to death. And I am currently driving my ass back home after being here for literally one day. I had driven down here, and about halfway through, I'm in about Indianapolis. I think to myself, what the fuck am I doing? I know I'm unhappy. I understand that my knee is tremendously fucked up. I'm playing through it, playing through the pain, and just trying to get to that surgery at the end of the year. But at the end of the day, I sat back and I realized, like, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. I'm 21 years old, and the doctor said, if I continue the way I'm going, I'm probably going to have arthritis in my early 20s. So, it doesn't really seem like the best idea for me to continue going. So that's a really big reason, is my knee. The other big reason is my mental stability. So, I told you previously in the podcast that, you know, I was in fact depressed going from, you know, place to place, trying to find my way, just trying to have fun doing what I do. And, you know, it just wasn't there for me anymore. Like, and as much as I felt like I was holding on to a rope, and that rope was tied around my hand so tightly, it was cutting off like all circulation, and at some point it's just completely unhealthy for me to keep going the way that I was going, mentally and physically. It's like super difficult to like understand and try to put yourself in my shoes, but you know, you never really know what's going on behind the curtain of somebody's mind, and a lot of people didn't really know that about me. And you know, the only people who really knew was my girlfriend and my best friends. My parents did know, but, you know, it was my decision to keep going. And obviously, you know, I was on a very good scholarship. And, so it was a great opportunity for me, and I'm super grateful, and hockey's taught me, like, so many things. I'm sorry if you guys heard that. That was gross. I've been sniffling. I got a stuffy nose. You know, I've been driving for about an hour now. Just figured I'd come on here and chat. But, like, you know, it's so crazy to me to think that just by letting go of something that, like, you've been holding on to for however long in your life, you know, like hockey, per se, and... Sorry, there's a Fed right behind me, and I really didn't like the fact that he was looking at me. Uh-oh, this guy got in trouble. There's another Fed. Oh, my God, they're everywhere. I got to be careful on these roads. So, yeah, like, it's crazy to me that thinking, like, I got super stoked about the prospect of me not playing hockey for that month break that I had, and just going and enjoying my life. So that kind of clicked in my head. Like, if I'm not enjoying my life playing the game that I supposedly loved, which I still do love, I have a deep passion for hockey still, but it's just, I'm at that point where I don't want to play it at the level that I was playing it at. You know, it wasn't fun for me. As soon as hockey becomes a job for people, I think that's when they plateau and decline. And that goes for anything. If you're like super passionate about, like, I don't know, fucking chess or something, and you know, you're at these crazy chess tournaments, and then, you know, you're winning games and you're losing games, that's the nature of the beast, but you're not having fun anymore. There's nothing that's like keeping you going except for like a title. And you know, it's kind of like, why would you want to put yourself through that just for a title? Like, at the end of the day, like, we're all dying in the same place, and I don't want to spend my early 20s on the road and, you know, not be able to enjoy everything to its fullest like I should have been able to enjoy. Like, maybe the student athlete life just really isn't for me, and maybe it's for some other people, and you know, that's amazing. I know guys on the team that I was just on that absolutely loved hockey, and you know, they went there every single day. You know, they got to play with their, like, their best friends, like their brothers. Like, the guys on the team become brothers to you, and you know, letting go of that, and like, you know, it was super emotional and super tough. But like, I feel like it's not for everybody, and that's what people like don't understand. Like, you know, if something's not for you, there's nothing forcing you doing it. You know, and I've said that to so many different people, but like, I wasn't even practicing when I was preaching. I am now, because I finally snapped and decided this is not what I want to do. You know, I want to be a normal kid. I want to, you know, just enjoy my life, as stupid as it sounds. Like, people would be like, oh, like, you could have went pro in Europe. And I'm like, I probably could have. I already had an offer, but I didn't want to continue playing. I didn't want to continue going on the way that I was going on. Like, maybe it was just the school, maybe it was this, maybe it was that, but at the end of the day, in my mind, I've been thinking, it's been like 3 years, 4 years now that I've been feeling this way. I think it's about time that I, you know, cut the rope here and just let go. There's too much pain, too much effort and time, and too much stress and anxiety that comes with it. It's a lot of baggage, and you know, a lot of people are up for that, and I was. I did it for 3.5-4 years. Oh no, somebody else got pulled over. Wow, right in front of me. These people are crazy, bro. These guys are out today. There's another cop just, like, you know, speed trapping people. That is absolutely nuts. I'm gonna get in this right lane here. These goddamn feds are taking away from my moment. So, anyways, long story short, I have just dropped out of school to pursue something else. I'm sitting here with a stupid-ass smile on my face, and I feel like the cloud that has been looming over me for 3.5-4 years is starting to clear up. You know, it's not foggy inside my head. I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders, like a very heavy weight. And, you know, I can be free. Like, I'm super excited at the prospect of, like, what I get to do with my life now. Not that, you know, I wasn't excited for pro hockey, but it's just something that changed. And, you know, I really don't want to do that. So that's what this comes down to, man. It comes down to, you know, really figuring out, like, what it is that makes you happy. And, you know, I don't know what necessarily makes me happy as of yet, but I also know what doesn't make me happy, and it's what I was doing. So, you know, you cut out the negatives and hopefully, you know, open up some new doorways and things might get better. You know, who knows? Maybe I've always wanted to learn how to cook. Maybe I'll become like one of the greatest chefs in the world, but I never would have if I hadn't taken this risk. You know, it's a huge, huge step to be doing, like, what I'm doing. And, yo, it was super scary at first. Like, literally, I felt like I was on this edge and I had to jump off. And, you know, that was one of the scariest things. It wasn't, like, the me doing it part. It was the conversations that entailed, you know? I had to have the conversations with my parents about me being unhappy, admitting that, you know, I can't do this anymore. You know, it's making me unhappy. I had to have the conversation with my best friend, my girlfriend, my other best friend who has been in this exact same situation, but just with football. I had to get their opinions and, you know, like what they want to do and like what they would do and like what their advice is. And at the end of the day, everybody said the exact same thing, you guys. It is, I would like you to be happy. It doesn't matter if you're there, if you're here, as long as at the end of the day, you are happy. And that's what it came down to, you know? And I can sit and try and put up a front in front of my teammates, in front of my coaches that, you know, I'm happy, but what good is that doing me? It's not benefiting me in any way. If anything, it's deterring me from what life has to offer for me, other than, you know, the sport. You know, who knows what'll happen in like two, three years. Maybe something crazy happens. Maybe something amazing happens. You know, I would love to keep pursuing, like, doing what I'm doing. You know, I might start making vlogs. Like, I don't know. It's just like, these are just things that I want to try. You can't go through life not tasting things. You know, I've tasted everything. I tasted the student athlete life, you know, and at the end of the day, it wasn't for me. And I'm super self-aware now of what it is to be letting go of stuff that you don't want to have in your life. And, yeah, it's just as simple as that, you guys. Like, you know, you don't want to be upset at the end of the day, you know, doing things that you don't necessarily want to do or that you feel inclined to do because somebody else is kind of swaying your way. I think you literally have one life, and it'd be a damn shame if you guys didn't take advantage of it. Anyways, guys, that's all from me for now. I might make another podcast just like on the way back, just talking about random stuff, but yeah, this is it. This is my little story of dropping out of school and trying to pursue other things. So I hope you guys have an amazing week. I hope you guys do whatever you want to do, and I hope you guys find whatever makes you happy. Yeah, I love you all so, so much. And yeah, catch you in the next episode. Later. Ooh. What is up, people? So, you know, a lot of things have been going on in my life. Sorry if this sounds more poor quality than what you guys are used to. I'm currently driving home from the middle of the United States to Canada. It's going to be about 10, 11 hours. So I just figured I'd come on here and explain to you guys, you know, what's happened in my life. So backstory. I've been playing hockey competitively for about, you know, 17, 18 years. I've been on skates since I was 2 years old. I'm now 21. Just turned, so happy birthday to me. This was kind of a crazy birthday present that I did for myself. But as I was climbing through the ranks of hockey, you know, went from A to AA to AAA. Now I went up to Junior B and then Junior A, you know, climbing up the ranks in hockey, you know, playing a very high caliber, had a lot of accolades, became captain for my Junior A team, made the all-star team for my league, ended up competing against all of the other teams in Canada that were considered all-stars in all different Junior A leagues. And then nearing the end of my season that year, I ended up dislocating my kneecap. And what that ended up doing was tearing my MPFL and my... There was cartilage underneath. I'm not sure if that was torn at that time, but I dislocated my kneecap and I couldn't walk for... I was in a leg immobilizer for about a month. Had to do recovery for about 3 months, 4 months. And then I finally started to be able to work out again and, you know, do what I love doing, like play hockey. So, but at the time that I was growing up through the ranks, you know, in the back of my mind, everything, there was things manifesting, like just unhappiness, anxiety, you know, stress. I wouldn't say that I've been necessarily completely depressed, like to the point of, you know, breaking down and quitting. I've always found an alternative route to deal with things. But when I was playing Junior A, you know, I moved out from my house for the first time. I moved extremely far away. And I was kind of isolated by myself. And so what ended up happening there was, this is like one of the major things that happened to me. I ended up getting depression, which is something that I've come to terms with, that it was in fact depression. And, you know, it was really difficult for me getting out of that slump. But, you know, I found like other passions, like I found like loves and stuff like that, that I love doing. Like, I love to continue to work out and like be competitive with my sport. But I also found another love, which was anime, which is really fucking cool to me anyways. So watched a lot of anime. I know it's super weird, but Naruto actually saved my life. So ended up getting traded from that team because I just absolutely despised it there. Ended up going closer to home, still like pretty far away, like 7-8 hours away. But ended up playing there. I had a really good billet family, you know, lots of love given to me from everywhere. I had support out the ass. It was crazy. And then, but in the back of my mind, I was still like thinking, like, do I really like love doing what I'm doing? Do I enjoy putting myself through this stuff? So fast forward a little bit, you know, I'm having a good year, you know, but in the back of my mind, I'm still not having fun doing what I'm doing. I don't know what it was. It wasn't like anything was like super like morbid or like super depressing or anything like that. It's not like everything that I saw was blue, but it just kind of felt like there was this cloud over my head for the longest time. Sorry if you hear me speeding up. There's a truck that I have to pass right now. But it felt like, it felt like there was a cloud over my head for a very, very long time. And so I ended up thinking, you know what, maybe it's just junior hockey. Maybe it's just this situation is not for me. Maybe if I get a scholarship and I go and chase this even more, because, you know, I think it would be cool to play pro hockey. What if I chase this dream? What if it's a different situation? So I was holding on to that for a little while, and I ended up coming down to, like, the middle of the States, playing hockey on a scholarship, you know, doing the student-athlete life. And, you know, first semester goes by, I end up hurting my knee again, have to go get an MRI, find out that, you know, I tore my cartilage, my MPFL. My kneecap is extremely, you know, movable. I don't know how else to say it. Like, it's easily displaced. Let me just say that. So if I do the wrong movement, it's going to dislocate at any given time. So, you know, that's in the back of my mind. You know, I'm talking to my parents about it. I'm telling them I'm upset, and I've been telling them how I felt. And keep in mind, they've been with me, like, you know, ever since like junior hockey and what I was doing there. And they ended up, you know, talking me through it, and I wouldn't say they were like leaning more towards like me staying and finishing out everything, but in a sense, like, I kind of got that vibe. But after talking them after talking with them about things, like, they most definitely weren't. They just wanted what was best for me and what was, like, what was going to make me happy. So that gets me to the end of this story, which is, it is now, what day is it? January 16th. It's my best friend's birthday. Happy birthday to you, Ben. I hope you listen to this. I love you to death. And I am currently driving my ass back home after being here for literally one day. I had driven down here and about halfway through, I'm in about Indianapolis. I think to myself, what the fuck am I doing? I know I'm unhappy. I understand that my knee is tremendously fucked up. I'm playing through it, playing through the pain, and just trying to get to that surgery at the end of the year. But at the end of the day, I sat back and I realized, like, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. I'm 21 years old, and the doctor said, if I continue the way I'm going, I'm probably going to have arthritis in my early 20s. So, it doesn't really seem like the best idea for me to continue going. So that's a really big reason, is my knee. The other big reason is my mental stability. So I told you previously in the podcast that, you know, I was in fact depressed going from, you know, place to place, trying to find my way, just trying to have fun doing what I do. And, you know, it just wasn't there for me anymore. Like, and as much as I felt like I was holding on to a rope, and that rope was tied around my hand so tightly, it was cutting off, like, all circulation, and at some point, it's just completely unhealthy for me to keep going the way that I was going, mentally and physically. It's, like, super difficult to, like, understand and try to put yourself in my shoes, but, you know, you never really know what's going on behind the curtain of somebody's mind, and a lot of people didn't really know that about me, and, you know, the only people who really knew was my girlfriend and my best friends. My parents did know, but, you know, it was my decision to keep going, and obviously, you know, I was on a very good scholarship, and so it was a great opportunity for me, and I'm super grateful, and hockey's taught me, like, so many things. I'm sorry if you guys heard that. That was gross. I've been sniffling. I got a stuffy nose. You know, been driving for about an hour now. Just figured I'd come on here and chat. But, like, you know, it's so crazy to me to think that just by letting go of something that, like, you've been holding on to for however long in your life, you know, like hockey per se, and... Sorry, there's a Fed right behind me, and I really didn't like the fact that he was looking at me. Uh-oh, this guy got in trouble. There's another Fed. Oh, my God, they're everywhere. I got to be careful on these roads. So, yeah, like, it's crazy to me that thinking, like, I got super stoked about the prospect of me not playing hockey for that month break that I had, and just going and enjoying my life. So that kind of clicked in my head. Like, if I'm not enjoying my life playing the game that I supposedly loved, which I still do love, I have a deep passion for hockey still, but it's just, I'm at that point where I don't want to play it at the level that I was playing it at. You know, it wasn't fun for me. As soon as hockey becomes a job for people, I think that's when they plateau and decline. And that goes for anything. If you're like super passionate about, like, I don't know, fucking chess or something, and, you know, you're at these crazy chess tournaments, and then, you know, you're winning games and you're losing games, that's the nature of the beast, but you're not having fun anymore. There's nothing that's, like, keeping you going except for, like, a title. And, you know, it's kind of like, why would you want to put yourself through that just for a title? Like, at the end of the day, like, we're all dying in the same place. And I don't want to spend my early 20s on the road. and, you know, not be able to enjoy everything to its fullest like I should have been able to enjoy. Like, maybe the student athlete life just really isn't for me. And maybe it's for some other people. And, you know, that's amazing. I know guys on the team that I was just on that absolutely loved hockey. And, you know, they went there every single day. You know, they got to play with their, like, their best friends, like their brothers. Like, the guys on the team become brothers to you. And, you know, letting go of that and, like, you know, it was super emotional and super tough. But, like, I feel like it's not for everybody. And that's what people, like, don't understand. Like, you know, if something's not for you, there's nothing forcing you doing it. You know, and I've said that to so many different people. But, like, I wasn't even practicing what I was preaching. I am now, because I finally snapped and decided this is not what I want to do. You know, I want to be a normal kid. I want to, you know, just enjoy my life, as stupid as it sounds. Like, people would be like, oh, like, you could have went pro in Europe. And I'm like, I probably could have. I already had an offer, but I didn't want to continue playing. I didn't want to continue going on the way that I was going on. Like, maybe it was just the school, maybe it was this, maybe it was that. But at the end of the day, in my mind, I've been thinking, it's been like 3 years, 4 years now that I've been feeling this way. I think it's about time that I, you know, cut the rope here and just let go. There's too much pain, too much effort and time and too much stress and anxiety that comes with it. It's a lot of baggage. And, you know, a lot of people are up for that. I did it for 3.5-4 years. Oh no, somebody else got pulled over. Wow, right in front of me. These people are crazy, bro. These guys are out today. There's another cop just, like, you know, speed trapping people. That is absolutely nuts. I'm gonna get in this right lane here. These goddamn feds are taking away from my moment. So, anyways, long story short, I have just dropped out of school to pursue something else. I'm sitting here with a stupid-ass smile on my face, and I feel like the cloud that has been looming over me for 3.5-4 years is starting to clear up. You know, it's not foggy inside my head. I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders, like a very heavy weight. And, you know, I can be free. Like, I'm super excited at the prospect of, like, what I get to do with my life now. Not that, you know, I wasn't excited for pro hockey, but it's just something that changed. And, you know, I really don't want to do that. So that's what this comes down to, man. It comes down to, you know, really figuring out, like, what it is that makes you happy. And, you know, I don't know what necessarily makes me happy as of yet, but I also know what doesn't make me happy, and it's what I was doing. So, you know, you cut out the negatives and hopefully, you know, open up some new doorways and things might get better. You know, who knows? Maybe I've always wanted to learn how to cook. Maybe I'll become like one of the greatest chefs in the world, but I never would have if I hadn't taken this risk. You know, it's a huge, huge step to be doing like what I'm doing. And, yo, it was super scary at first. Like, literally, I felt like I was on this edge and I had to jump off. And, you know, that was one of the scariest things. It wasn't, like, the me doing it part. It was the conversations that entailed, you know? I had to have the conversations with my parents about me being unhappy, admitting that, you know, I can't do this anymore. You know, it's making me unhappy. I had to have the conversation with my best friend, my girlfriend, my other best friend who has been in this exact same situation, but just with football. I had to get their opinions and, you know, like what they want to do and like what they would do and like what their advice is. And at the end of the day, Everybody said the exact same thing, you guys. It is, I would like you to be happy. It doesn't matter if you're there, if you're here, as long as at the end of the day, you are happy. And that's what it came down to, you know. And I can sit and try and put up a front in front of my teammates, in front of my coaches, that, you know, I'm happy, but what good is that doing me? It's not benefiting me in any way. If anything, it's deterring me from what life has to offer for me, other than, you know, the sport. And, you know, who knows what'll happen in like 2-3 years. Maybe something crazy happens. Maybe something amazing happens. You know, I would love to keep pursuing, like, doing what I'm doing. You know, I might start making vlogs. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, these are just things that I want to try. You can't go through life not tasting things. You know, I've tasted everything. I tasted the student-athlete life. You know, and at the end of the day, it wasn't for me. And I'm super self-aware now of what it is to be letting go of stuff that you don't want to have in your life. And, yeah, it's just as simple as that, you guys. Like, you know, you don't want to be upset at the end of the day, you know, doing things that you don't necessarily want to do, or that you feel inclined to do because somebody else is kind of swaying your way. I think you literally have one life. And it'd be a damn shame if you guys didn't take advantage of it. Anyways, guys, that's all from me for now. I might make another podcast just like on the way back, just talking about random stuff. But yeah, this is it. This is my little story of dropping out of school and trying to pursue other things. So I hope you guys have an amazing week. I hope you guys do whatever you want to do. And I hope you guys find whatever makes you happy. Yeah. I love you all so, so much. And yeah, catch you in the next episode. Later.